This is TWiT.
Andy is in Cupertino. Andy, welcome to Mac Break Weekly. We're joined by Justine, Mike Elgin, Alex Lindsay, and I already have seen the tweet you put out of you bulging, your eyes bulging with the Apple Watch.
No, I'm just, it's pretty dark in there, so if you want to get those diopters functioning in your own metabolic processes, you got to basically give them some help.
We have a little bit of latency. It's going to be a couple of seconds.
I've been examining tiny, tiny pixels for the past hour.
What? Well, and that's my question. Now, I know it was in a demo mode. It didn't look like you could actually manipulate it, but you were at least able to watch it. So what's it like? Does it feel big? Does it feel thick? How does it compare? You've got the Moto 360. What does the screen look like? It's obviously a high-res screen.
Yeah. Yeah, the resolution on the screen is fantastic. You really have to strain your eyes to see any pixels whatsoever. Obviously, every time Apple does an event like this, they create a room in which their screens look great. But even under those conditions, you have to say that screen looked great. Big punchy colors. There is a mode where it's showing you. There's a special button when you punch it. You see pictures of your favorite contacts, and every picture in there looked like a beautiful tiny little cameo portrait, as opposed to just like an avatar little icon. It's really, really, really quite a treat to use it. The weight is surprising. Well, they do have three different models. If you have the sport model, that's made out of a special kind of aluminum, that feels pretty okay. It feels about the same weight as the Moto 360 on my wrist, which is so light that oftentimes I forget that I have it on. I go back into the bedroom to get it off the charger. Oh, wait, no, you actually have it on. If you have the stainless steel model, that's a big chunk of watch. Not so much that it's going to intimidate you. I mean, if you're familiar with high-quality watches, you have definitely felt watches this solid before, but maybe you're not quite expecting it to be that big. Everything's rounded over. There's no blemishes. So the fit and finish is perfect. They have the leather magnetic watch band is the one that I wore. But instead of having a buckle like this, it just simply flaps over itself and holds fast, which means it's infinitely adjustable. And I was maybe I should have asked first, but after they put this on my wrist, I went like this to see if it would fall off, and it was holding just perfectly fine.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing because I'm not sure I'd trust a magnet. Those bands do look really nice. So what do you think, Andy? They're going to charge $349.
It depends on which one you get. The cheapest one is that. I have to go back to my notes to find exactly what it is. It's typical pricing, I thought, for an Apple product, which is certainly more expensive than whatever the rest of the industry has decided is the going rate for this sort of product, but not so much expensive that you wouldn't say, well, hell with it, I'll wait a few more months, or I'll make this the kids' combined birthday and Christmas present. It's what remains to be seen is how well all of this stuff works together. Because, as you say, there's the one thing you absolutely were not allowed to do was to touch it. Jason Snell is the hero of our little group because he actually was able to put a finger on it. And I think that whoever was let him do that was hustled out under a bag. But yeah, I tried to even take. I met some friends of mine who work for Apple. One of which who had one on, and it was like, okay, I can't show you this, and I can't let you do this, and that's okay. So that's fine. You have to ask anyway. But that's no different than what the original iPhone was like. I got a briefing for that one in which I got to actually use one of these things that was 3 months away from being shipped. And there were a couple of things that it worked except for one or two apps that weren't ready yet. So maybe that's the situation because obviously if you let just 100 different journalists poke and prod, they're going to find the one app that's just a JPEG. And then they say, oh, well, you know, the Notes app isn't functional at all. It's just a painting. And then they might, using that tone of voice in their writing, do something that's completely unhelpful and uncalled for. It'd be interesting to have a greater picture based on that, but you get what you get. The most interesting thing that I found is that not a peep as to what the battery life is. I was so scraping for details that I had to take quick notes as Tim Cook was talking about this wonderful inductive magnetic charging system, and I heard him say, it's so easy to use. You're going to find this so easy to connect to the charger every night. Anyway, look at the styling in the bands. And so I don't know if that means that they are expecting one day of life per charge, but we'll see how that goes. Again, so many unanswered questions, but I think that what we were looking for is, does this thing look like it's something that's cool? Does it immediately sort of activate the lizard part of your brain that says acquire, acquire, acquire. And it certainly did that, certainly to a better extent than any of the Android Wear watches from LG or Samsung. And the Moto 360, I think this is a really, really nice watch. I've been wearing it for the past 4 or 5 days. I've been testing it for review later this week, and I've been finding it very, very useful. And even that doesn't look quite so nice compared to the Apple Watch. And I was surprised that I would like a square wristwatch like this. But again, like so many things, they solve the problem.